This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 319 for Wednesday, March 22nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Wednesday morning to levels unseen in about 2 years as they are pulled down by declines in other vegetable oils. The May canola contract loses $7.10 at $722.30 per ton, and the July contract gives up $11.10 at $708.40 per ton. There's weakness in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are relatively steady and providing little direction to the veg oils. Canola crush margins ease back a little but remain very wide, which continue to underpin values. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its March supply and demand estimates late Tuesday afternoon. There are very few changes from its February report. Canola production for 2023-24 remains at 18.5 million tons, with a carryover of 850,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 72.91 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 72.96. The United States Federal Reserve will make its next interest rate announcement later today. An increase of 25 basis points is widely expected. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces a flash sale of 178,000 tons of old crop corn to China. The USDA is scheduled to issue its prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks reports on March 31st. The department's attaché in Beijing projects China's soybean imports to grow by 1 million tons at 97.5 million. AgroConsult raises their forecast of the current Brazil soybean crop to 155 million tons with exports of 96 million. AgroConsult pegs Brazil corn exports at 50 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Wednesday morning. The May contract gives up 20 cents at $14.47 per bushel. May soy oil loses a penny at 55.23 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is down $8.50 at $452.10 per short ton. Corn futures are lower, with the May contract stepping back 4.5 cents at $6.25.5 per bushel. Oats are mixed, with its May contract bumping up a half cent at $3.59.5. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago May falls 26 cents at $6.57.5. Kansas City May loses 25.5 cents at $7.95. And Minneapolis May foregoes 14.5 cents at $8.31. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, March 22nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.